Now, to complete this, we'll just quickly track through the trends and the characteristics of the elements and the elemental properties that go with them. So a trend in atomic radii and the ionic radii, these increase as we go down the group. The rationale for this is that as we go down, we increase the number of electron shells, and as a result, the atom gets bigger as we go period by period down a group. And at the same time, the effective nuclear charge, which is the charge that the valence electron experiences of the nucleus that's sitting in the center, and we call that ZF, the effective nuclear charge, that remains basically constant as we go down the group. And as a result of that, the only thing that's changing the size is the number of electron shells, so it gets bigger. Now, as we get bigger as we go down, that then puts the valence electron further from the positive charge at the center. What's holding the atom together is the attraction of the electrons to the protons. So the further away it is, the weaker that attraction. And so the ionization energy, which is the amount of energy that's required to take an element in the gas phase, one atom, and make it into an ion in the gas phase, that energy decreases as we go down, because our atom's getting bigger as we go down. As a result, it gets easier to kick off the electron. So that's a trend in ionization energy. Now, they're a bit down the bottom about in group 3 and 4, the lowest element has got a slightly higher ionization energy than the previous one due to lanthanide contraction. That's a little point for people that are super interested in it. I'm not going to ask you that in the final